Welcome to the True Detox Podcast with Ryan and Craig, where we talk to the experts to identify strategies to detox your life.
Hello and welcome to another episode of True Detox. My name is Ryan Riley.
And I'm Craig Randall.
And today we have the opportunity to sit with an amazing individual that is taking that's going to take us on a different concept of True Detox and our journey into detox.
Yeah, it's a facet that we haven't really spent a lot of time on, but the more I learn about this and the more reading and other things that we do, I'm thinking there's a lot here, and there's a lot here for anybody. This is not something that you have to be a certain physical fitness level or, you know, be below a certain weight level because then you can do this particular exercise that was really hard for you. This is something that everybody that's listening has a brain.
Yeah, and that's, and I think that the cool thing about that is this is, for me, you know, my background, I have a lot of music. I have a big musical background.
Yeah, yeah.
And sound and music and beats and the concept of a symphony has been something that has been a big part of my life growing up. I was in the orchestra and throughout school. Many years ago, I still play the bass. I still enjoy the concept of music and how music relaxes us. And I think that the neat thing about our guest here, Dr. Patrick Porter, who is the founder and inventor of BrainTap, but he's also you're also a neuroscientist that has taken the concept of sound and sight and everything to the next level to help people. To help people really detox, relax, and detox, and get through challenging times, isn't that correct?
That's correct. In the 80s, when we first came out with it, people thought we were aliens from another planet because they'd never seen anything like it. That's before cell phones and CDs and MP3s, even. So we've been doing it a long time.
Well, in the 80s, I can only imagine the technology that you used to accomplish this. You probably looked like you were aliens now. Now you have a simple app that people can put on their phone and enjoy the benefits of brain tapping as you go about it. But I mean, come on, in the 80s, really?
I'm thinking of my Mura high stepper with the orange foam headphones on my ears in the 80s as I was delivering papers, just and the hissy sound of the headphones. And now you've gotten away from, and now you got high definition audio, and just, I mean, you can really do wonders, right?
Oh yeah, the computer that's inside of our phone is so superior. I mean, when I first started recording, actually it was on reel to reel, so that's how long ago it was. So, you know, and that was a labor intensive joy, but it affected the brain. And then in the 80s, actually, is when we introduced the light, because before 1986, there was no LEDs we could use to trigger these brainwave frequencies.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. My first computer, I'm a techie myself, so that's why I'm really excited about this conversation. Is my first computer was a Radio Shack TRS-80 color computer 2, right? It had a Zilog Z80 processor in it, and it was like the first program I ever wrote.
That's an alien word, isn't it?
I know, right?
You are an alien, aren't you, right? So a Zilog processor.
The first program I ever wrote actually just was a for loop that cycled through the 8-bit colors available and changed the color on the screen. And I remember sitting and staring at that as those colors flashed, and it was amazing. So help us, take us into a little bit into what is brain tapping and how a brain tapping actually applies to people's health journeys.
Right. So number one, our brain goes through different cycles. We call it frequency switching technology. So we have 5 primary brainwave patterns that we talk about. There's more than that, but just for this conversation, there's gamma, which is a high level that they now know through research is breaks down amyloid plaque in the brain. And that's a detox process. And then also we have beta, which is where we're talking right now. Hopefully nobody's falling asleep on us. And then we have alpha and theta, which are these are empowering brainwave states that most people go to when they meditate, but it's also a state of hypernesia or super memory. And then we have delta. So what happens when we're using this technology, light, sound, and vibration, is that we've mirrored nature. So just to give one example, and then we'll kind of delve in a little bit deeper, is if you and I went to the ocean and we were sitting down by the ocean, we would naturally start to relax because of the frequency response of the ocean. And our body is adaptive in nature. Our nervous system adapts to its environment. So that means we would get into 10 cycle rhythms. We'd get into alpha, which when we're in alpha, our brain naturally creates, or it instructs the gut. If our gut's functioning properly, it instructs the gut to create acetylcholine. Now, that's why we're so big on detoxing, because if you don't detox the gut, it's not going to, your gut is considered your second brain. Your first brain really is your heart. We have 40,000 neural cells in our heart. And then that instructs our brain and our head. So we have three brains we're talking about here. And if there's any disconnect, whether it's, we tell people it's either thoughts, traumas, or toxins. So you've got to work on all three of those areas, or you're not going to get a complete real change. So what we've done is we said, what does nature do? Now they consider it biohacking, but of course that wasn't a term that Dave Asprey had told us about back in the 80s. But we're hacking the brain to get it to do what it does naturally, but to do it through, instead of taking you to the ocean, we're going to simulate those frequencies. Now, when you talked about music, just so the listeners understand, that in the 70s, there was a lot of research out there about music, and they called it the Mozart effect. Just by listening to that classical, Baroque kind of music from that time period, students became smarter. They didn't teach them anything different. They didn't have them spend more time studying. They simply played that music in the background while they were learning, and everyone across the board improved because alpha is a super learning state. So we have access to our memories. We're more relaxed. Everyone can identify that they probably know more or learn better when they're relaxed. If you're stressed out and somebody says, do you remember their name? And they go, oh, you just knocked it out of my head. Everybody's had that experience where something was the tip of their tongue. Then when they relaxed, the brain released that information. So we're going to use our brain's natural capacity of light, sound, and vibration to alter the brain. And we can get more into it. But the hearing part of it, before the 80s, you couldn't do anything but that. So we did a lot with binaural beats and creating alpha technology. We called alpha training through a system called the Silva method. And then what happened was, now when the light came in, we could mirror what the sound was doing with light. Your listeners might not know this, but your eyes actually control 30% of your hearing. You heard me right. Your eyes process 30% of your hearing. And the reason, and everyone can usually identify with the thought of being at a conference and you can't hear the lecture, but as soon as you adjust your vision so you can see the lecturer, now you can hear them. So that's part of our primitive reflexes and how we learn. So we've kind of combined all those different sciences of triggering this reticular activating system in our brain to follow it along and adjust and then create the different brain waves that we need to create the different neurochemicals that we need to get our body and brain working together.
Yeah, there's so much to unpack in what you just shared with us. I mean, you started with the calming effect of the ocean and how you naturally calm because you're in that environment. I would assume that on the flip side, if you're in a stressful environment and you maintain a stressful environment, your stress is just going to keep going up. Of course, it's horrible for your body. So you pull yourself out of that. You're talking about how our eyes help us listen. And I can attest to that. But there's so much to go through there. There is a lot that we've talked about on past episodes with the gut. This is an interesting connection to me. So the ear is connected to the gut, so to speak, and we talk about the gut being our second brain. We've also talked in the past with a particular doctor about epigenetics, and I know there's a connection here between epigenetics, because aren't you really talking about retraining the brain?
Yes. They actually know now through science that we can change up to 20,000 gene expressions. But specifically with visualization and relaxation techniques, they've narrowed it down to 2,300 gene expressions. So there's been study after study that shows one study, just to, for the listeners to give them one example, with addiction therapy, the group that was using visualization relaxation techniques changed 300 gene expressions that had to do with addiction. The others that didn't in the same 30-day time period had none of those changes. So by visualizing in the right brainwave state, you can actually change the way you show up physically. See, and so we also know food changes that. And so diet changes it, environment changes it, thoughts change. We're never the same person every morning. We get up and we're a different person. So it depends on who you want to be that day, I guess.
And but you mentioned something important. I think it's a detail here, that it's visualization with the proper audio to go along with it, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Can you elaborate a little bit more on that, the connection?
When
your body's in.
No, I'm sorry. Yeah, no, because I was thinking the same thing. When you were talking about sitting on the beach and listening to the beach, now, you know, a lot of people have sound machines that help them sleep. But again, you're going into something more than just the audio. It's taking a more complete sensory receptors to be able to accomplish the relaxation and the change that you're talking about. Is that correct?
Yes. What you're doing with the machines you have in your home like that, those are called isochronic tone generators. So that's what the planet is. So if we went to the mountains the same way as the ocean, if we go to the mountains at 7.8 hertz frequency. So that's theta. That triggers the body to create GABA. And GABA is the neurotransmitter that most people are lacking out there in the world because they're not sleeping. If one in three people aren't sleeping well, they're not producing GABA, which is one of the neurotransmitters that causes our body to downregulate. Most people are running around in sympathetic overload. So basically, they're proving a lot of their medical doctors right that say their subscription or their medication or their, not their medication, excuse me, but their supplements are just being, eliminated out of their body. Because when you're in super fight or flight, what happens is the body doesn't metabolize and digest. It's that part of the body is like put on hold. It says, we don't need to digest our food because there's a tiger chasing us. So let's run and get out of there. But the problem is that our body doesn't know that. And also that signals the body to create cortisol, which actually triggers the body to create basically fat storage because you're not moving. A lot of people are just stressed sitting there at their desk and they're stressed out or they're watching or they're worrying too much, especially with what's happening in this day and age right now, and people are uncertain. So they're creating all of this stress and it's creating sugar in the body. It's circulating in our bloodstreams. One rule. You can have more than a teaspoon of sugar circulating in your bloodstream at any one time, you would die. So it says, let's create some fat, store it as toxins, and now to be used later, right? But the problem is nobody's using them later. So what happens is it goes to the adipose tissue, the back of the arms, the butt, and, some people in the legs. It goes to all the places you don't want it, right? If you could program that fat to go where you wanted it, I'm sure people would be happy with it, but they're not. So we need to get the body. We have one group out of Provo, Utah, that does a program where they feed the brain these nutritional supplements while they're being in an IV and they use BrainTap. They've actually proved that they get 30% more absorption into the body by using BrainTap at the same time, because the body's in a more receptive place when you're not in fight or flight, when you're in the relaxation response, which what happens with alpha and theta.
Well, that's fascinating to me, because that ties into all of our, our pillars, right? That's the body and the mind and the spirit, the body and the mind particularly, working in conjunction with one another. So your body is more able to do the things it wants to do in the way that it needs to do than to keep you healthy when you take care of it with, again, what you're saying, with the music and the sound and the lights.
And part of it is once you're relaxed, you can plan your future better. Those people that have long-term views, like just to put your detox into perspective, a lot of people fail at those because they're thinking about the immediate, maybe the discomfort they're in right now. They don't realize that once they make it through that, whether it's a day, 3 days, 5 days, 21 days, whatever the detox is, once they're done, they're going to feel so much better, but they don't see the long-term results of that. So when you're relaxed and you can start to plan out your road, the daily plan, now the brain says, okay, we can make it through this short-term discomfort for this long-term benefit.
Yeah, I think
and
there was...
That's really what we want to, and that's true with any foods too. I mean, most people are just, they're feeding their toxins by eating so much sugar every day. That's one of the main things, but there's other things too, but that's the main one I think people need to get rid of first, to stop putting fuel on the flame, the inflammation that's happening in the body.
Yeah. There was a blog post on your site that talks about now that you've been able to do these things, build your dream home, right? I think the phrase was build your dream home. And I read a little bit deeper into that. And it wasn't so much building an actual physical home, but building your future, right? You're looking forward. And now that you're clear and you have a little more clarity and your body's a little more able to process, like you said, in your relaxed state, in your detox state, you can plan accordingly. Now what's next? But not plan under duress, so to speak, but plan from a place where you want to be, a place of security, a place of health.
Mm-hmm.
Love it.
Yeah. Most people don't know that if you don't plan to sleep well, you only detox your brain at level 4 sleep. In 2016, American Scientific came out with an article that showed that we had a lymphatic system in our brain. Now, most of us knew that we had lymphatic vessels running near every blood vessel, but apparently they didn't know that until 2016. So, but that the gateway is only open to detox the brain if you reach level 4 sleep. If one in three people aren't getting that level 4 sleep, they're building up toxins in their brain. And it doesn't matter how many supplements they take, they need to get their brain waves right so that those supplements can go in. Because once you get the blood flow and the circulation, now you can start cleaning out those systems. But as long as they go to sleep stressed, wake up stressed, you know, there's going to be an issue there. So we need to, that's why it works kind of hand in hand. And if some, in our program, we have over 2,300 doctors, and we always recommend they do some kind of cleanse before they start, because just relaxing will start the detox process. Because your body is holding on to this charge. It's not just a physical charge. It's an emotional charge. It's like a capacitor building up energy. And it's, a lot of times it comes in the form of stress, but that stress then is converted to toxins in the body. One of the blog posts you might not have seen yet, but we say that stress is more fattening than chocolate because of the stress effect on the body and the toxic load it produces. So we need to clear out that. And then, of course, we got to eat healthy. We got to do our cleanses, whatever those are. We recommend cleanses every quarter, you know, within our program.
So let me just run this down a little bit differently so that maybe we might be able to relate it the way that some of our listeners have heard us as we talk through different things. So what you're saying is that if we have the opportunity to truly relax the brain, I mean, there's different breathing techniques out there. There's different meditation techniques. There's different things that people do in order to try to find a relaxed state. But from what you're saying is brain tap, obviously, from it gets us there faster, but more efficient. I should say more efficiently, right? But from what you're saying is that if you have the ability to relax your brain, our brain has then the ability to actually work to reorganize itself by forming those different and new neural connectors, resulting in a state where the brain can function at a more optimal level. Is that what I'm hearing from what you're saying?
Yes. Yeah, and that's called neuroplasticity. That's what happens. So, and there are a lot of ways to get there. Breathing techniques are really good. That's why when somebody listens to the brain tap sessions, you'll notice we're taking you through breathing processes. Because that's a one way to unlock it. What we've done is we've combined five different technologies so that you don't have to do them all. All five will get good results, great results. But you've got to be, we wanted to make it so that it was effortless for the person.
Well, and I love that. You don't have to work. No, I absolutely love that. There was a study that I came across. This was in the late 90s, so probably around 97, 98. And it talked about the state of Zen with Buddhist monks. Right there, and from what you're saying and what I'm hearing, it's taking me back to this research and this article that I read. But it talked about the state of Zen from Buddhist monks and what a programmer gets to when he's in the zone. I mean, I've worked around technology forever, right?
It all goes back to technology, doesn't it?
It does. It really does. But there's a measurable state of Zen that and I think that you can attest to this, and based on the naming structures that you're giving us, there's this measurable state of Zen where the brain reaches a higher state that mm-hmm. allows itself to make these changes that it needs in order to be effective as you move forward. And the article said that it took a Buddhist monk like at 45 minutes to an hour of meditating to reach that state of Zen. But it took a computer programmer, because he's sitting in front of a monitor and he's coding and he's using his brain and he's so hyper-focused, it took a computer programmer about 15 minutes to reach the same state of Zen. And it's interesting as you're talking about this, because I'm going back to that article that I read years and years ago, almost over 20 years ago now, that basically was this concept of, because of the way the monitor reacts with the brain and the brain activity at the level of a programmer works, they reach a higher state of brain functionality and they get into the zone, and everybody's like, oh, I'm in the zone. You're right. And I used to yell at people that would come up and mess with my developers.
It's like waking you up.
Yeah.
Even though you're awake and alert and you're working hard, but don't wake
touch
me up.
My,
right?
And so is that the concept as I'm trying to tie this into real world application, is that kind of what you're talking about in this sense?
Yeah. I mean, nowadays they would probably call it the flow state.
Right.
You know, and that's when the hippocampus is communicating with both hemispheres appropriately. And sitting in front of a monitor makes sense, because when you're in front of the monitor, as long as you're far enough away that maybe the radiation doesn't bother you, but the monitor is a 60 hertz frequency. That's 10 hertz, really.
Especially those old down, CRTs, man.
As alpha. Right? So you're already in alpha state.
Yeah. You're talking about 1980s technology. Those old CRTs, 21-inch old CRTs.
That Radio Shack TRS-80 is looking you right in the face now.
You know what
now.
I mean? So it's interesting because all of these concepts are coming together that are things that I've always talked about. So then let's dive a little bit deeper into brain tapping. I mean, you gave us a lot of information there. How does it, with your application, and for those of you who are listening, you can actually go to braintap.pro, P-R-O, braintap.pro, and there's a free offer for you to be able to get a 15-day trial with the BrainTap Pro app, as well as a free book. And the free book is Thrive in Overdrive. So if you go there now, you can actually see the free offer and look at the concept of what the BrainTap application does. And it's interesting, Dr. Porter, because you talk about some things that are really important to our True Detox heroes that are going through their health journeys. It reduces and eliminates brain fog and negative mind chatter. I think that's huge for anybody going through major health concerns. Provides more energy, promotes relaxation, did away with unwanted habits and behaviors, enhances productivity, memory, focus, and creativity, and improves the quality of life. Those are the bullet points that you have on that page. Talk a little bit more about the process of which you go through in the BrainTap app so that our listeners can get a feel for what it would be like.
Yeah, if I plug it in, turn it on. Well, not plug it in, but turn it on, what am I going to hear?
Yeah, the app can be used with any smartphone or tablet as long as you have access to the internet. And then you download it and you put it on airplane mode when you use it. We have a Bluetooth feature, if you have a Bluetooth headphones or something like that. But a lot of people use it corded because they don't want to be on Bluetooth. That's fine, too. But what happens is it starts at a frequency of about 18 cycles per second and then guides them into whatever the brainwave we're trying to train. To give an example, if somebody is autistic, which is usually we find there's a toxic load in the autistic brain. We do a lot of training in a brainwave called SMR, sensory motor rhythm, which is between beta and alpha. And what we find is after about 3 to 4 sessions, almost 50% of those people that have had autism that weren't verbal will start speaking because we speak with the alpha brainwave. So when we're talking right now, it's not like we're in all those brainwaves. It's just what percentage of them. The problem with the autistic brain is that it has less than 5% alpha, sometimes zero. And that means it doesn't have the bridge frequency to communicate across the corpus callosum, so they can't talk. Because when we speak, almost every function of our body takes both hemispheres. There's a misnomer out there that says people don't use 100% of their brain. Everyone uses 100% of their brain. They just don't use 100% of the brain's potential. So we've had autistic children that you could flip a magazine from cover to cover and they would be reading it, but they couldn't talk about it. But if you showed them a vision, they would tell you what page that information was on, what sentence it was on. They had photographic didactic memories, but they couldn't speak until they learned to incorporate alpha. So our brains are still mysterious, but they can do far more than we thought. And so we're triggering those different responses. And the problem with sleep that I was talking about, that's a lack of theta. And if somebody has too much alpha and not enough beta, they become attention deficit disorder. So if I looked at somebody's brain map that we would create, I could tell you basically how their personality runs them because it shows up. And even though every one of us is a little bit different in the way we think and respond, like you talked about the Buddhist monks, they operate in a gamma state. And we found that I've never done programmers, that's an idea, but we've done it with like surgeons and people like that. And when they're doing their surgeries, they're in a heightened state of gamma, in a super awareness state. So when you're in that flow state, like athletes, when they're in that super state, in that we call a superposition, they're in a state beyond what the normal realm is. And we wanted to shortcut that. So like a study that we weren't able to present to National Institute of Health in May, they just published the results in a neurological magazine, but we took 100 people, 55, 65 years old, and we got 27.5% neurological improvement in just one session of BrainTap. We measured them a month later and they maintained that improvement. And so we were presenting that to the National Institute of Health because it was such a shocker to them that someone could improve that quickly. But it improves that quickly because that's the way our brain learns, through experiences, not through book learning. I mean, book learning is a very slow, inefficient way to learn. We have brain circuits that help us to learn languages. So for your listeners, if they speak more than one language, that brain circuit stays awake. If we only speak one language, that brain circuit usually shuts down at about 7 years old, because our brain is also always wanting to conserve energy. So we want to wake the brain up. We don't want to put it to sleep. Like, some people think meditation or relaxation is like going into this altered state where you're not aware of anything. You're in a hyper state. Like the Buddhist monks, they would say they would hear everything that's going on around them, but they'd be in such an altered state, nobody would think they were there, but they are. Their consciousness is there. They're just not consciously aware like we might be talking right now.
Right, right. Now, it's interesting because as you go to your website, you have the app and you have a bundle package, which includes the headset, the BrainTap headset. Is that necessary, that headset necessary to be able to use the app, or is that just an elevated experience, like you say on your website? And tell us the difference.
That's an elevated experience. We're very fortunate. Duke University is 1% owner of our company, and we have major universities around the world, like Brazil and India, like Ames Institute. When you talk about gurus, they're the All Indian Institute of Medical Sciences. They're using BrainTap and all those to measure against yoga and meditation. And we're able to see what's going on with that. And what we find is most people are not, they don't buy the headset in other countries because it's too expensive to ship. We do sell some, but we're in 120 countries. So most of them just download the app and listen to it that way. And they're going to get all the sound frequencies. What we find, it takes about three times as much listening to get the same effect as if you were to put the light with it. And when you see the headsets, when the users go there, we even have light in the ears. And that's to open up the meridians of the body. There's something called auricular therapy. And people use lasers to do that, to clear out these meridians. But we're going to use 9 LEDs in each ear to do what we call light dosing. So we can push energy in the form of photons through the body. They circulate through the body, finding those cells that are dying, that are going through apoptosis. And that the dying mitochondria acts as a magnet to the photon. And it basically absorbs it, starts the mitochondria, starts the Krebs cycle again. The cell then comes back to life, and the reinstruction set is given, and the cell returns. Because light is probably the most underprescribed nutrient on Earth.
Well,
but
you know,
don't need it to make it work.
I'm totally in.
So we're
looking at each other. As soon as you mentioned Krebs cycle, mitochondrial function, recharging, Ryan and I looked at each other and did almost like a verbal high five, because we are so on board with that. I cannot wait to download this.
And not only that, but one of the things that's interesting is when you start talking about light energy. Light energy is one of the core concepts that Jeff Griswold, who's our chief scientist, talks about quite a bit in the development of products. And so, you know, that's one of the reasons why we have a botanist in our lab, because botany is the concept of turning light into energy, right? Through the process that plant goes through. So then as you look at the herbs and natural herbs that are in different products and supplements, they contain light energy if it can be passed through properly. So, man, you just hit on a whole nother half hour conversation.
I was already really enjoying this conversation, and then you hit all these magic words, and I'm like, woohoo.
I'm super excited to try your app. I think it hits on a lot of different levels. And the nice thing, what I'm hearing, and for our listeners, as we get into this, the thing that I'm hearing is, take every advantage that you can have through your health journey. This is another tool in the toolbox, right? There are so many different, and this is why True Detox is a journey. It's not an event. You can't just do one thing. It's not just one cleanse. It's not just one fast. It's not just one thing. This is a lifestyle change. This goes into epigenetics as we start talking about how are we going to change our bodies so that we can be able to move forward. And that's what I love about what you're bringing to the table here as we look at this, Dr. Porter, is because it's another tool that helps to enhance the journey, enhance the process as our users go through it.
You know, Dr. Porter, I want to thank you again go ahead.
I'm just going to say, I'm just echoing, I agree with all that you were saying there.
Well, again, we want to thank you for joining us on the True Detox podcast today. Again, for our listeners, go to braintap.pro, P-R-O, and you can take advantage of not only the 15-day free trial. You do not need to put your credit card information in. Dr. Porter has made that clear, but you'll get a copy of his ebook Thrive in Overdrive. And even if you don't end up signing up in the long term, keep the ebook and slip from its pages, so to speak, and have that be a part of your detox journey. Going further beyond that, there's actually a special offer beyond that, but we'll tease you a little bit. Go to the site and see what the remainder of that offer is. But Dr. Porter, again, thank you so much for joining us today on the True Detox Podcast.
Well, thanks for having me.
And thank you, listeners. Remember to go to our Facebook page. We've got a lot of announcements coming out over the next several weeks. So please stay tuned as we make some changes to True Detox and what True Detox can be for you. We're super excited about that because True Detox is a journey,
not an event.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the True Detox Podcast. If you're not subscribed already, be sure to do that right now. If you've enjoyed this episode, please rate and review us. Your feedback is always welcome. Be sure to head over to truedetox.com for access to our Pillars of Detox roadmap, designed to help you get the most out of your detox efforts. Until next time, remember, True Detox is a journey, not an event.